26. Deny them targets. The strategy of the void. The feeling of emptiness or void, silence, isolation, non-engagement with others, is for most people intolerable. As a human weakness, that fear offers fertile ground for a powerful strategy. Give your enemies no target to attack. Be dangerous but elusive and invisible. Then watch as they chase you into the void. This is the essence of guerrilla warfare. Instead of frontal battles, deliver irritating but damaging side attacks and pinprick bites. Frustrated at their inability to use their strength against your vaporous campaign, your opponents will grow irrational and exhausted. Make your guerrilla war part of a grand political cause, a people's war that crests in an irresistible revolution. The lure of the void. In 1807, Napoleon Bonaparte of France and Tsar Alexander I of Russia signed a treaty of alliance. But this treaty was unpopular with the Russian court. Among other things, it allowed Napoleon nearly free rein in Poland, Russia's traditional front yard. Russian aristocrats worked to influence the Tsar to repudiate it. Before too long, Alexander began to take actions that he knew would displease the French, and by August 1811, Napoleon had had enough. It was time to teach Russia a lesson. He began to lay plans for an invasion. The acquisition of this vast territory to the east would make him the ruler of the largest empire in history. Some of Napoleon's ministers warned him of the dangers of invading such a vast country, but the Emperor General felt supremely confident. The Russian army was undisciplined, and its officers were squabbling among themselves. Two forces in Lithuania were positioned to block an invasion from the west, but intelligence had revealed that they were unprepared. Napoleon would march into a central position between these forces and defeat them in detail. He would ensure victory by mobilizing an army three times larger than any he had previously led. 650,000 men would march into Russia, 450,000 as part of the main attack force, the rest to secure lines of communication and supply. With an army this size, he could dominate even the large spaces of Russia, overwhelming the feeble enemy not only with his usual brilliant maneuvers, but with superior firepower. Napoleon may have felt certain of victory, but he was not a reckless man. His army would have to be as self-sufficient as possible. The distances were too great to have extended supply lines from Europe. But, given its size, that would require incredible planning and organization.